AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's the third anniversary of the suicide bombing that killed 13 American troops at Kabul's airport during the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Freeze it!
At Arlington National Cemetery, Donald Trump paid his respects as wreaths were laid for the service members. He's been looking to tie Kamala Harris to the botched pullout, saying she's bragged about being the last person in the room when President Biden decided on pulling troops out of Afghanistan. It's not just a political fight. Earlier this year, retired Generals Mark Milley and Frank McKenzie, who oversaw the pullout, blamed the administration for bad planning, with the president keeping just 650 troops there.
We needed to maintain a minimum force of 2,500 troops.
If we go down to zero, you're going to see a rapid collapse of the Afghan government and the Afghan military.
In a statement today, the president says the 13 troops were patriots in the highest sense. Harris says she honors every American who served in Afghanistan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One of Gaza's last functioning hospitals is emptying out as Israeli forces draw near. Hone has weakened from a hurricane to a tropical storm and has passed south of Hawaii. Julia Neal owns cottages on the Big Island.
Our cottages were safe in the village, but people around the village were isolated, also up in Wood Valley. Wood Valley folks were so isolated on Sunday evening, and they had been isolated with a ford being washed out and other small bridges washed out.
Hone dumped so much rain, the National Weather Service called off its red flag warnings that strong winds could lead to wildfires on the drier side of the islands. An ice cave collapsed in Iceland. It's killed one tourist. Two others are missing. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hovering around their record highs at the start of a busy week. The S&P 500 was little changed in the early going Monday. The Dow was up 186 points. It's about 0.5%. The Dow is trading just above the record high close it set last month. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.6%. Lots of U.S. companies are releasing their latest results this week. Markets will be keenly interested in the report from NVIDIA coming out on Wednesday. Other companies reporting this week include Dollar General, Kohl's, and Salesforce. The government serves up its latest data on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Canada's government announced it is imposing a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles that matches U.S. tariffs and follows similar plans announced by the European Commission. The only Chinese-made EVs currently imported into Canada are from Tesla. President Biden has said China has an unfair advantage in global trade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.